KP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A surge of migrants expected at the U.S.-Mexico border when coronavirus restrictions expire next week. The Biden administration is sending 1,500 troops to help Customs and Border Protection, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Performing administrative tasks like data entry and warehouse support, they will not be performing law enforcement functions or interacting with immigrants or migrants. This will free up Border Patrol agents to perform their critical law enforcement duties.
Down day on Wall Street amid worries about banks, tomorrow's Fed decision on interest rates, and the debt ceiling. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on that topic.
When the American people don't give all the power to one side, they're saying you guys need to figure out how to deal with the bigger problems by negotiating. This will ultimately, in my view, be solved when the Speaker and the President reach an agreement.
TV and film writers are on strike. Michael Childers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison on how their situation's evolved.
Series are much shorter, 10, 8, 12 episodes, which can lead to employment for only 20 weeks for these writers, which means that they have to line up multiple gigs through the year just to stay at steady employment.
A change in Vermont regarding assisted suicide.
Vermont is now the first state to change its medically assisted suicide law to allow terminally ill people from out of state to take advantage of it to end their lives. Before Vermont removed its residency requirement Tuesday, it had reached a settlement with a Connecticut woman who has terminal cancer to allow her to take advantage of its law, provided she complies with other aspects of it. Vermont is one of 10 states that allow medically assisted suicide. Critics of such laws say without the residency requirements, states risk becoming assisted suicide destinations. I'm Norman Hall.
And a sports note, Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers has won the NBA Most Valuable Player Award. This is AP News. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta with news of a passing in the music world.
Singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot has died at the age of 84 at a hospital in Toronto, according to his representative. A cause of death was not given.
If you could read my mind.
Gordon Lightfoot's early jobs were at a bank, delivering linens, and as a square dancer on TV. He was living in a condemned building when he met fellow musician Ronnie Hawkins and became part of the folk scene in Toronto.
Every highway.
Lightfoot's hits include Carefree Highway, Sundown, If You Could Read My Mind, and The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Lightfoot once said he took situations and wrote poems about them.
The legend lives on.
Lightfoot had planned to tour even this year. He had played more than 1,500 concerts. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Carefree Highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.